And today's reading is from Matthew 7, verses 12 to 14. Say, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do to them also, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter it enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few.
Amen. Thank you so much for those prayers and the reading. As Linda said in her prayers, when you go outside and see the world, you see the world is set up for our senses, isn't it? The sights, the sounds, the things we touch, the things we taste, and the smells. Some smells, not so good as others, though. But never mind. But you've only got to walk outside and see how many different food shops there are. You can go down the street and you can smell them all, can't you? Kids, what's your favourite food? Maybe it's pizza or burger. Do you like a burger? Yeah, he's got a smile up there. We've got a burger over there. Maybe it's fried chicken. Who likes fried chicken? Anyone fried chicken? We've got a fried chicken over there. See, what sets your nose alight when you walk down the street? The wonderful aromas of the food shops as you go down the street. They're all trying to entice you in. They want you to come and buy their product. Actually, when you think about it, though, all the shops around us are trying to draw us in to buy their products. They go for our senses. Clothes shops tell us that their clothes will make us feel the best and look the best. Phone shops, they try and sell you the best up-to-date phone that you can have. Toy shops try and tell us what toys will be best to play with, don't they, kids? Especially on the lead up to Christmas. Funny that. Computer shops try and offer the next best console that's faster, with better graphics and gameplay. I bet there's a few young and old with console envy. Oh yeah, I know who you are. Everything is brightly coloured and wants to offer the best deal, the top spec, saying their product does this and that. Advertising is so clever because they go straight to our senses. And kids and adults today, what we have got to be aware of is that there is a way that this world is following, and it is trying to entice us to follow after. It is trying to lure us in by going for our senses. And Jesus, throughout the Sermon on the Mount, has been trying to warn us what this way looks like. And if we follow this way, sadly, it does lead to our destruction. Jesus says in verse 13, "For the gate is wide, and the way is easy or broad that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many." We've got to see that the world around us is trying to entice us in. The world wants us. It's trying to tempt us to follow it. The world around us does just go straight for our senses to entice us to follow it. We are even told at times that it's okay to respond to people in an unkind way when they have been unkind to us. Give as good as you see. Give as good as you get, the world says. But Jesus says, love your enemies. We're taught that it's okay to have certain relationships. However, God teaches us differently. God teaches us that we must listen to him. Jesus says we're to be holy as God is holy. We are taught that it's okay to act in certain ways. But God does instruct us to do things differently. The world around us doesn't make it easy to know what's right and what's wrong. You know, there is this sense, it's pointing us in the direction of living for ourselves. It's saying that we can do all that we want, that we can do what pleases us, and that there's no real consequences to our actions. Don't let anyone tell you any differently. Do what you want. Don't worry about it. Just do it. Follow your own path. But Jesus warns us that the gate is wide and the way easy that leads to destruction, and many people are on it. It's not easy in the sense that there won't be any hardship on the way of that path, but easy in the sense that there won't be much resistance from your heart, and possibly not a lot of opposition from the world around us. But Jesus is holding up a caution sign and pleading with us not to go that way. The world takes what God has given us, all its resources, all the good things, and distorts them with false advertising, telling us that we can do what we want with them. But what the world tempts us with does not bring the fulfillment it promises. Those who are opposed to God say things like, well, if it feels that good, surely it can't be bad. Come and try it. Don't be such a goody two-shoes or a stick in the mud. Just live a little bit. You live in the bygone days. You're so old, as my kids tell me. Live in the future. We're free to do what we want, to express ourselves. But Jesus teaches us that we can't do all that we would like to do all the time. And in verse 12, he lays down a way to live and a reason why. And this is what we've got to think about today. How we live, who are we living for? So verse 12 says this, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. The way we are to live is to treat people how we would like to be treated, regardless of how they treat us. Why would I do that? That's really hard. Jesus' teaching is really hard, the way he wants us to live. But Jesus says, if we live this way, that this is the law and the prophets. What does he mean by that, maybe? Well, Jesus is teaching his followers that if we live this way, the way he's teaching us, we are going to do something quite extraordinary. When we live a certain way, it shows the world where our hope is. It shows the world who we're living for. We are living for Jesus Christ, the one that the whole Old Testament points to, the one whom God sent to save his people, to save them from their sin, for all the wrong that they do. Because the law and the prophets point to Jesus. This is what Jesus taught his disciples. And we can read about that in Luke 24, verse 7. Jesus opened their eyes to see that everything, Moses and the prophets, it all points to him. Okay? And this is what we must understand. And Jesus wants us to live for him. And when we try and live for Jesus, we point people to the one who can save them also if they are willing to trust in him and follow him too. So it is really important how we live, because we want people to see who our faith and trust is in, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But why would we want to follow Jesus if it's so hard? Now think of it a bit like this maybe. God didn't just give us the Ten Commandments and his word, the Bible, to hinder us or to stop us from having any enjoyment in life like some horrible, mean father. Not at all. But God has given us his word so that we could have life and actually have life to the full. God's word does restrict us from doing certain things, absolutely. But God, in his wisdom, tells us not to do certain things as a loving father, speaking to his children whom he loves and whom he wants to save from harm. If we did as God teaches us, we would flourish. Because all God teaches us to do brings forth life. The trouble is that we don't want to listen. And that is the truth. We don't want to listen to God. Take one simple teaching from God's word, for example. Kids and adults, you know all about this. I'm sure you can count the times you've done this. But God in his word tells us not to lie or bear false witness. Now think about that for a moment. How much of a better place would the world be if we just followed that command? We all know not to lie, but I can see the cogs turning in your heads, trying to make excuses for why we've all done it in the past. How can God be so wrong or so bad if he teaches us this simple command that would transform the world we live in instantly if we just did what he asked us to do instead of doing what we want to do? Because that is what we are doing when we do something against God's word. We are living for ourselves, following our own passions and desires, saying that we know better than God. It's easy to do what our heart desires and not so easy to do what God asks us to do. But Jesus says, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Jesus offers us eternal life, and it is a free gift. You cannot earn it. But at the same time, Jesus calls us to follow him. And Jesus says in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That doesn't mean we're not going to get it wrong at times and have to repent for our actions. But the way is hard that leads to life, because it means following a path like Jesus. A life of sacrificial giving. It means that you are going to have to give things up or not do things the way you want to do them or do things differently. You are going to have to repent of your sin, confess your sin, your pride and your own self-righteousness. The path that Jesus walked was a path that looked very different to the world around him. But he lived it, knowing that all those around him could see, so he could lead them to the Father. The way Jesus lived his life was one that honored his Father in heaven. Jesus submitted to his Father's will, even when it was hard to do so. Living a Christian life isn't one where we just do what we desire or do what we think is right. It is a life lived to honor our God who has saved us from destruction. Look at Proverbs 3 with me. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Proverbs 3. And starting from verse 5, we read this. Proverbs 3 from verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't trust in yourself, the psalmist is writing. Trust in what the Lord says. And then he carries on. And do not lean on your own understanding. Don't try and reason and make excuses for your actions if they are against God's word. Understand that God, our Father, is trying to keep us from harm when he tells us not to take part in something. And then he says in verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, that's God, and he will make straight your paths. God wants to make things right. And his word teaches us how to stay on the right path. So acknowledge God. Seek him to find out what is right and what honors him. And then verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Understand that the Lord is trying to keep us from evil. God isn't trying to do us harm, but rather, as a loving Father, he is trying to keep us from falling into harm, sin, and temptation. And then he says in verse 8 of Proverbs 3, it will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Following after what the world is trying to tempt us with will ultimately lead to destruction. But if we follow after God, it will lead to eternal life. The world around us says there are many ways to find life, to find fulfillment, even eternal rest. The world around us even says that there are many ways to God. But Jesus says in John 14, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, as we are going through life, there are going to be many things that want to pull us away from Jesus. Many people are on the path of destruction, it says in verse 13, and they will try and entice us onto the wide path that leads to destruction. These things and people that we're tempted by may seem good, but they are trying to steer us away from God, not to him. That's what we've got to see. Things are trying to steer us away from God, from Jesus, not to him. What we must do is let the word of God be a light to our path. We don't steer the light. We follow the light of God's word. Let me say that again. We don't steer the light. We follow the light of God's word. And as we follow the path, even at times when that path feels narrow and it feels hard, we must stay on that path. Even when our heart and our desires are urging us to go another path, we must trust our Lord even more than we trust our desires, our thoughts, and our feelings. Because when we look at Jesus' life, we see that he was perfect. He was pure and spotless. There was no sin or deceit found in him. So when Jesus says, "You can trust me," we can. We can trust what he says when he says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself. And where I am, you may be also. You know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. For now on you do know him and have seen him. This is the eternal hope we have in Jesus. Even when Jesus says things like, love your enemies like I have loved my enemies, we know that it may be really hard and that there may not even be a reward for us on earth for our works. But our Heavenly Father, who sees in secret, will reward us. We have a reward waiting for us in heaven. Now, if you know that you have been walking the path that leads to destruction, ask God to have mercy on you today. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins for the things that you've done wrong. Repent of your sins. Turn away from them. That's what repent means. And trust that Jesus Christ died to take the punishment of your sins, and that on the third day He rose from the grave and conquered sin and death for you. Believe in Him and you will be saved. This is why we need God's word. Not for a reading exercise, but to know the will of our Father, so that we can learn to know what the wide path looks like that leads to destruction, and say no to the things that want to entice us away from Christ and dishonor our God, and say yes to the things that honor our God, and stay on the narrow path which leads to life, and pointing people to Jesus Christ on the way, the only name by which people can be saved. God is good. Amen.